This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Tina Peters freed after Polis commutes her sentence. Governor Jared Polis cut the former Mesa County clerk's 9-year sentence, citing an appeals court finding that her protected speech factored into it. On The Kim Monson Show, her attorney John Case called the case a fight over election transparency and free speech. Denver. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters walked out of prison on Monday, June 1, after Governor Jared Polis commuted the 9-year sentence she was serving for breaching her county's voting equipment after the 2020 election. Polis reduced the sentence on May 15, cutting it from 9 years to 4 years and 4.5 months, and making Peters eligible for parole, Colorado Newsline reported. In his commutation letter, the governor called her crime serious and said she deserved prison time, but described the sentence as extremely unusual and lengthy for a first-time offender who committed nonviolent crimes. Speaking about the decision, Polis said her free speech was used as a factor in that sentencing. The governor pointed to a ruling from earlier this spring. In April, the Colorado Court of Appeals upheld Peters' conviction, but found that her sentence rested in part on improper consideration of her protected speech, and it ordered a resentencing, Rocky Mountain PBS reported. The court wrote that Peters was punished for her deceitful actions and her attempt to gather evidence of fraud, and that her beliefs about the 2020 election were not themselves the offense. A jury convicted Peters in 2024 on 7 counts, 4 of them felonies, after she allowed a consultant into a secure room during a 2021 voting system software update using another man's security badge. Judge Matthew Barrett of the 21st Judicial District sentenced her to 9 years in October 2024. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold condemned the clemency. The grant sends a dangerous message about accountability for those who would attack elections, she said in a statement reported by CBS Colorado, and Peters' release would embolden the election denial movement. On The Kim Monson Show, John Case, one of Peters' attorneys, said the case had always been about 2 things, election transparency and free speech. He said his client went to prison for what she said and believed about Colorado's voting system. The people who put her away are trying to silence her, Case said. Case argued that Coloradans have no practical way to check the machines that count their votes. He described a centralized system in which a single counting center can process hundreds of thousands of ballots, and said the state does not let an outside party examine the equipment or independently audit an election. It's a mystery to me why Colorado citizens will accept the word of a government official instead of being able to see the truth, he said. He said trust returns only when voters can watch the count. Peters is the only election official in the country to be convicted over an effort to preserve 2020 voting records, Case said, and he pointed to 2 parallel cases that have since collapsed. In Georgia, the Fulton County election interference prosecution was dismissed in November after the district attorney was removed from the case, the Georgia Recorder reported. In Michigan, a judge in May dismissed felony charges against former Adams Township clerk Stephanie Scott and her attorney, Stephanie Lambert, over a similar 2020 voting equipment breach, VoteBeat reported. Kim Monson told her audience that her listeners had signed a petition asking Polis to show mercy, which she delivered to the governor's office in December. Case said he believed the petition reached the governor and helped move him to act. The decision cost Polis with his own party, which voted to censure him over the commutation. Case said the governor had defended a principle that protects everyone. Polis pointed out to Colorado citizens that it's their right to free speech that is threatened when somebody like Tina Peters goes to prison for her speech and her beliefs, he said. He directed listeners to tinapeters.us for updates on the case, and recommended a recent book on election integrity by Seth Keschel, a former Army intelligence officer. And now, Kim's perspective. Free speech is foundational, and that is why it sits at the front of the First Amendment. Tina Peters spent more than 1.5 years locked up after a judge weighed what she believed about Colorado's elections, and an appeals court later found that her protected speech helped drive her sentence. Governor Polis and I disagree on a great many things, and I have said so plainly, yet he did the right thing here, and I am grateful he did. When the government can imprison a citizen over what she says and believes, every one of us has a stake in whether she walks free. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.